Warning: the following program does not reflect upon Ryerson or Spirit Live's views. Listener's discretion is advised.
Welcome back, everyone, to another episode of What If. This is our third episode, and today I'm going to be choosing the conspiracy theory. My name is Dan, the man. I'm here with Pete and Ralph.
How you doing, Dan?
Pete, how's it going? Ralph, how are you?
What's up, guys? It's your boy Ralph, aka Agatha Harkness's husband. Shout out to those WandaVision watchers.
Oh yeah, you've been watching WandaVision
season 9, episode 9 finale. Let's go, baby.
Before we start, what do you think about the finale?
Well, nah, guys, just spoilers.
Spoilers. Okay, spoilers. It's gonna happen in 5. Click off 4, 3, 2. Dude, what's happening with White Vision?
Oh my god, dude, that guy, apparently I heard some things that he left and he's going to recollect his memories, maybe assemble the Avengers, who knows. Maybe Wanda and him will fall in love, but we don't know, man.
That's insane, man. He just transferred his knowledge.
Wanda's going to be evil, just so that you guys know.
Yeah, I hope she doesn't, man.
After she got Agatha's powers. But yeah, anyways,
off topic, yes.
Off topic.
Let's get straight into it now. Okay, so this week is my week. So, I don't know if you've ever heard of this before. I mean, I know you have heard of it actually, but
I got Google pulled up.
Yeah, get your Google ready. Get your Google search ready. So, there's this theory that a while ago, like a long time ago, a pilot flew over Antarctica and, like, technically, no one's allowed to fly over Antarctica, allowed. Like, they have to be allowed, right? They have to get permission. So no one's allowed. And then
airspace and stuff like that.
Yeah, exactly. Only they do testing there. So, yeah. The government does testing there. So he did fly there, and he saw like a massive circle, like this big hole in the earth, like in the middle, and he just he saw an advanced civilization, like. Like,
so like
of aliens.
What's the guy's name?
I think it's Corey. His name's Corey. Corey Good. Pretty sure. Corey Good with an E.
Oh, so no Y.
Corey and
or Corey with, okay, I understand.
Yeah.
So basically, what happened is you said that he flew over Antarctica and he's seen an advanced civilization?
Yes, in the middle of the Earth, like a hole. There was just a big hole. And then inside there was an advanced civilization literally living among us.
Okay, here's my issue with that. Yeah. How would he be able to tell an advanced civilization? Like, what categories or, like, what specific things that stand out to him? Or to you, like, that you would categorize it as advanced? Or, like, what were they doing? Like, spaceships?
Yes, exactly. They had spaceships. Like, the technology they were using was, like, way out of our time.
Like, how would you know that the technology? Like, what do you mean by technology?
Like, it was, like, basically, like, spaceships you see in, like the Avengers, for example. Like, all those spaceships from, like let's just say Thanos, his spaceships, stuff like that.
So, like, that type of advanced?
Yeah, that type of advanced. Like, it was, like, crazy. So it was literally like, it's like a secret space program there. I don't know what they're doing, like military work there, something like that. But
dude,
it's crazy.
Do you know how high up he was, or like, was he low to the ground?
No, I have no clue. Probably low to the ground. So like, if you really think about this, like, there's two things. Like, I've never been to Antarctica, so I can't really speak.
Yeah, but I don't think anyone wants, like, to go to Antarctica.
Lots of people don't, but there's still flights. Don't get me wrong, there's flights there.
Oh, yeah, okay, so basically what you're trying to say is he found the core of the Earth.
Yeah.
And there's, like, an advanced civilization. I mean,
core, but that would mean there's no core. It would just mean, like, literally the Earth is hollow inside. Like, yeah. Like, it's
so this is to like a certain hollow extent. Earth theory or just Antarctica?
Yeah, it would be both. So, like,
basically Antarctica's right at the bottom of the Earth.
Yeah.
Correct?
Correct.
It's right at the bottom. So in the middle of the Earth, just like holding, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
So it might be possible. I get what he's saying.
So then if it's directly hollow,
goes down the middle perfectly.
If it's hollow, like, how are we still, like, how is the Earth not collapsed? Or, like, what's holding everything up? Like, is it still a sphere at this point? Are you talking about, or are you talking about like
the gravity?
Yeah, still be gravity, but there's just a sphere going straight through the Earth.
You know what's crazy? You know how, like, in elementary school, like, you were taught, like, the core and this and that about the Earth, like, how there's the crust, the mantle. Yeah,
there's the mantle. There's, like, it's so hot. It's, like, hotter, apparently, inside.
That's not even facts. Like, the textbook is not facts. Like, it's nowhere stated that it's facts. It's actually just a hypothesis.
It's based off a theory,
We were essentially taught into believing that it's facts, which is crazy because it's actually not. We can't like accurately estimate if we haven't been there. At least publicly it hasn't been stated. I don't know about the advanced civilization or any type like that.
I know, it's true. It's true.
So basically I'm reading here on Corey Good. So he said the creatures that lived in the core of the Earth are called blue avians.
Blue avians, wow.
Yes. So they're basically blue human birds. They look like birds. They have a beak, they have like blue feathers, but they have human, like they have a human body. But they have a beak, bird eyes, feathers, no wings.
I'm going to be honest, I have a hard time believing that.
That's scary. I can believe that. That's really scary. Honestly, it says here that it was in 2017, but I'm not sure if that's facts. But I think that's when he said there was an ancient alien civilization that is flash frozen and buried under 2 miles of ice in Antarctica.
But here's another problem with that. How do you get all that information from just flying over? Like, how do you know they're that much deep? Like,
I'm pretty sure it is just him flying over. I could be wrong. It could have been him actually getting out, or if there's different theories, because I've heard many different things. There's ones of him just flying out. There's ones of him actually getting out, like landing the plane and actually getting out and looking for himself. And there's one that he actually worked. He was working there.
Yeah, that's what. Okay, so
yeah, there's a couple.
Okay, let me just read this to you guys. Okay, so they say that he was a member of the Blue Avian Soul Group, who incarnated the Earth to help with planetary accession. Corey was recruited to the secret space program at the age of 6 because of his intuitive empath abilities. The Blue Avians referred to Corey as Ra Hanush Ear.
Ra Hanush Ear?
Yeah.
And they can speak English?
Like... It's a Hebrew type language.
Okay, that's
so scary. Basically, Ra Hanush Ear translates to messenger.
Oh snap! So he
teaches
them basically.
Yeah. So basically.
Yeah. No, that's some creepy stuff. I'm gonna be honest.
See, so you're saying he worked there? Like he worked with them? Is that's what I got from that?
Basically like a cult type thing. If you would say.
So the guy who flew over, he didn't work there.
No, he was a member. So he was a messenger. That's what they called him.
And the government knows.
In their Hebrew language. I don't think the government knows.
I feel like going back to the theory, if he was flying over, I feel like it would be heavily guarded and like less, it would be way harder to actually get that much information just by, you know, flying over. I don't know. I have a hard time believing this theory. Looks like we're taking a trip to Antarctica, boys.
Yeah, let's go. No, that's some creepy
stuff. Dude, realistically, it's a big Earth, man. And if the Earth was hollow, that's a lot of space to work with.
Yeah.
It 100%. Is.
It's basically another Earth, bro, if you think about it.
Yeah, it's another civilization living.
Yeah, bro. It's just layers thinner. It's a smaller Earth.
Yeah.
Living inside.
That's crazy, man. That's crazy. True,
it's who like knows? How would we know? We don't fly there. We've never been there.
But at the same time,
I don't know. Honestly, I heard about the hollow Earth conspiracy that
I have too.
It wasn't those blue birds. I heard it was giants.
Like, oh yes, you're
massive giants that lived there, and it was all like nature and like moss and water, and you know what I mean.
But
no natural light, obviously. But
I feel like if
they have like these glowing plants, or
I feel like the Earth, if the Earth was like hollow or something, and we've discovered that already, I feel like there wouldn't be many people trying to mine like more minerals and more like different raw materials from the Earth to sell it and just make money. Because I feel like, you know, we live in a capitalistic society, and I feel like that would just be the main motive. Because if that's the case, then imagine digging that deep into the Earth and get extracting those much like minerals. That's pretty valuable. You know?
But we can't go that deep. That's still very deep. True. Very, very deep. Like, we barely like have even touched the Earth's like outer layers.
For sure, yeah.
Yeah, barely. And we've gone miles, but barely. Like, it's just
so I heard there's like secret entrances around the world.
Yeah.
But if this conspiracy is somewhat true, then logically it would make sense that they would mine other minerals and stuff like that to bring it back to the Earth to sell.
Yeah. So, like, it's just crazy to think that we'll never know, because we can never confirm it. I kind of believe it, but it's just something that, like, I kind of have to see for myself at the same time.
Yeah, I don't really see people, like, bro, how do they, like, what's their, like, source of fresh air? Like, do they even breathe fresh air? Like, what, like.
Yeah, exactly.
They're probably adapted to it, though.
Yeah, they're probably adapted to it, too. And, but it's just, like, that means, did they come before us, or did we come before them? Do they, like, control us? Like, are they really, do they work with our government, or are they, like, different in a sense? Like, do they just, are they, like, I don't know. If they're more advanced, I would think they control us. Like, they basically own us, if you know what I mean.
I think this is just another what-if theory, you know?
Yeah, it is another
what-if. What if it were true? What if it was false?
Yeah, okay, but what if it were to be true?
I feel like we would already know. Like, you know what I mean? I feel like they would already, like, come up. Or like,
I feel like we wouldn't
unless
I don't think we would know, bro.
Like, I don't think we would, yeah.
That's not our business. Like, it kind of is, but
because, like, what's
in terms of government, they'd be like, it's not their business.
Yeah,
but why would they hide it from? I guess there's a lot of reasons to hide it from.
What do you mean, why would they hide it from?
I mean, if they're literally, if for all we know, our government can just be a puppet and they can be the one controlling us.
Who knows, man?
Right?
It's a crazy world we live in.
Or maybe they built a lair around them.
Yep.
Yeah.
Plot twist.
Or maybe they just can't come up.
Yeah.
Or maybe our government has them
locked up.
Locked up there.
Take it in. Area 51 is kilometers deep, dude.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. That's another whole theory. Yeah,
people say that relates to that, though.
Maybe there's like these,
like, tunnels down.
Do you guys remember the whole Area 51 raid on Facebook?
Yeah, what happened to that?
That was so funny. Nothing.
They were supposed to do that.
I think people are going to have the guts to do that.
They'll get shot. Honestly, we should definitely have that in one of our episodes, though. We gotta talk about Area, because that one place is a huge topic.
Definitely,
so definitely go.
I feel like if we did Area 51, we wouldn't make it a surprise topic. We just get as much information as we can, and, like, you know, make it
bring it to you guys. Yeah, and just bring it to you guys.
Definitely. So, what is your final decision, boys?
Think Ralph. It's real? Ralph.
Fake.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I don't know if I believe it. I have a hard time believing that, like, giants or, like, blue civilization. I don't know what was the exact term for that. But blue avians, yes. Living in Antarctica or, like, the hollow earth with giants and stuff. I could believe, like, there's moths or like, different kind of, like, water, maybe. I could kind of believe that. But I don't know necessarily about giants. I feel like if there was giants, they would overrule our world.
Yeah, I don't know, man. There's also, they say, like, it's lava. Just literally lava.
Yeah, that could be true.
Thinking about it, where does lava come from? The volcanoes and stuff. Yeah, but obviously, where does the volcanoes get it from?
How deep is the volcanoes, right?
But the thing is, right now I'm reading, like, there is a lot of articles on Google and just on the internet in general that say there's an advanced civilization, an ancient advanced civilization in Antarctica, and it's discovered. It's, like, almost, like, legit.
I feel like somehow it would have to connect with the pyramids of Egypt.
And it says that, see, ancient civilizations and pyramids on Antarctica.
Because apparently there's, like, different things, like, inside those temples and stuff like that. But that's, like, a whole...
But that's what I'm saying.
Waste of the core of the Earth.
Those are the people that would be the civilization that actually built the pyramids.
Yeah, you think it went down
because there's no way like those pyramids big, like they're perfect and they land.
This is definitely another topic for another episode, of course. Yeah. But yeah, like see, it relates. It goes hand in hand.
Yeah,
there's like, so much in this earth that we haven't discovered. Like we don't even know like what's in the Marianas Trench, which is another topic that we have to
consider. Yeah, man. Yeah, man. Oh my gosh. That's huge. That's just bare, like it's so deep, the water there.
Yeah,
I've never been there, but they say that there's still like, I know
very dark
the topic, but they say it's of course very dark, but they say if you went to the bottom, it would be there would be plastic, so much bags, plastic bags. Yeah, still like our litter like literally has been a part of there.
That's crazy. That's what they say.
Yeah. Yeah, they just dump it. Just dump there.
Yeah, that's literally what it is. Like garbage would be at the bottom there. Like even though we've never
highly doubt that.
That's what people say. So
there's so many creatures.
So deep.
Yeah. Plus, like we've been around for like years, right? So I can kind of imagine it. But anyways, back to the advanced civilization. I believe it. I think it's true because. Where did the pyramids come from? They definitely had something to do with the pyramids. If there were like, if whether it's giants or those blue people that you were talking about with the those birds, and also how Area 51, that has to do something with Area 151. It's kind of fishy, you know. Mm. So I definitely believe it. I've never been there, so like, why not? I'm not gonna just believe everything that people like whatever I see on the media. Like I know. Contradicting myself, I'm looking at the media on with this, but it's just like, why not? Like, you know what I mean? It's like I can see why they would lie. They don't want to tell us the truth. You know what I mean?
But I also can see why not. Like, why would they? Like, you know.
What I'm so it's just like overthought. This whole
it's
thing
just
is
like just this overthinking.
It. Overthinking it, yeah. Okay. I mean, but this guy, what's his face? Corey, my guy. The messenger. He's I don't think he's lying, man. I think he actually been through a little bit of
is he still alive?
I don't know, probably.
Because if he is, we gotta get him on this podcast, boys.
I'm not sure if he is.
Corey, good. If Corey. You happen to land over this or hear this podcast, we need you.
Buddy, please. Please. But yeah, do you think what if this were to be true? Do you think the world, like, what do you think would happen with the world? Like, people, what do you think their reaction would be if this was actually true and they came out? What if they came out? Has it been true? Like, you think people would panic or you think people would be like, what the heck?
Yeah, they'd definitely panic.
Yeah.
I think a lot of people would, but personally, myself, I don't know. I don't think I would. Unless if they're obviously.
Dude, they say there's a little sun in there.
A little sun in there.
Yeah. Wow.
I can believe it, bro. At this point, like, straight
maybe,
cylinder.
Maybe the sun's the lava.
Yeah.
You never know, man. I just.
Straight up.
All I know is the core, the Earth's core is a theory. So yeah. The fact that we don't know for sure.
We don't know 100% sure.
It just proves to me that, like, they could just use that as a cover up. Because right now, you just tell them.
And. Like our whole lives, we were taught that that was fact, that those crust, the mantle.
Like they were talk. My teacher always told me it isn't like facts, but like most likely it's true. That's what she said.
I don't know. I was told it was always facts. Like I just remember grade 7 science. That's all I remember, to be honest.
The name of the center of the earth is apparently called Avada Bar.
Avada Bar. Mm-hmm. P, I love this research you're doing, man. Good job.
Giants, Germans.
Sounds like something from
and a little
MCU.
Sun.
And a little sun.
Yeah.
That's scary.
Do you guys know if there's any philosophers on this topic? Like, talking about it or anything like that?
I don't know, but it's... There's this guy named Frederick Edwin. Talking about how the core of the earth is made up of nickel and iron so the heat doesn't go in.
Really?
True.
Yeah. So modern science holds that Earth is an unbroken series of layers and crusts, liquid magma surrounding a dense hot core made primarily of iron and nickel.
Wow. Wow. But yeah,
that's crazy.
I can believe it. That's my final thought.
Dude, I can believe it too. Why not?
You believe it, Ralph?
Yeah.
You still don't believe it?
Yeah, I guess I'm going to hop on the believe it train.
Let's get it. Okay, so that's our final thoughts today, guys. We believe it. What if it was real? The world would go crazy. So,
yeah, definitely.
Anyways, that's all the time we have for today's podcast. Thanks for tuning in, guys. Thank you, Pete.
No problem.
Again, for coming, guys. Ralph, as always, thank you very
no
much.
No problem, boys.
Every Take Monday, care, guys. We have a podcast.
Stay Every tuned. Monday, stay tuned. What if? See you guys next time.
Signing Peace. Off.
Ciao.